Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, this week, new British Prime Minister David Cameron came to Washington for his first summit with President Obama. To demonstrate his government's commitment to austerity, Mr. Cameron decided to do what for this visit?
He walked here.
Close, actually. He did something unusual. He did something unusual for heads of major industrialized nations.
He flew coach.
He flew commercial.
Close enough.
He flew commercial, yes. Instead of Royal Air Force One or the Queen's own dirigible or whatever it is prime ministers usually use to get around, Cameron and his retinue flew across the pond on British Airways, although it was business class. This provided some wrinkles to the special relationship between our two countries. For example, the date of the summit had to be scheduled around the blackout dates in Cameron's frequent flyer program. And even so, the meeting began an hour late because once they landed, his airport shuttle had to stop at the Days Inn and the Marriott before they got to the White House.
You know, if Britain really does want to, you know, cut back a little bit, I mean, I like the idea of flying commercial, but how about, I don't know, there's some glaring little things like a monarchy.
You guys, the Queen is cutting back.
Is she? How is the Queen cutting back?
Is she downscaling?
She's downscaling. I think there are 1,400 servants, and they're not getting any raises. They're recaps.
I don't know if you've dropped by Buckingham Trailer lately, but it's not what it was.
Instead of guards, they have a bug zap.
Everybody shows up to watch the changing of the nightlight. Right.
Adam, in an effort to get a lighter sentence, the New York man convicted of credit card fraud submitted to the court photos of himself doing good deeds, trying to improve the reputation of his character. It only ended up getting him in more trouble. Why?
He faked them.
Yes, he did. They were Photoshop fakes. With lots of gall and not much in the way of Photoshop skills, Daryl Simon gave the judge a stack of snapshots showing his good work. Some examples, in one, he's helping a physical therapy patient, he's assisting a teen student in another, he's providing comfort to a sickly patient in rehab. Prosecutors noticed, though, that Simon looked exactly the same in all of them. Like, exactly. He used a single photo of himself and pasted it over and over again into a bunch.
Here I am healing lepers.
Exactly. The judge said, I don't remember a guy in a plaid shirt and Dockers helping lift the flag at Iwo Jima.
That lady was so grateful, she kissed me right in the middle of Times Square.
Right.
See, here's the picture. That's me crossing the Delaware. Right up in the front of the boat.
In the same shirt.